Good morning. You are listening to Something Brewing here on Blog Talk Radio with Cherry Devine. That would be me and my fabulous co-host that wears many, many, many hats. And she has to put a few masks on now and then. Don't we all? Tracy Mahan. Hey, Trace, you want to say hi?
Hello, everybody. And many hats. That's kind of the way I say it. You know, we have on our banner masks, but I just say, what hat am I wearing today? What am I wearing right now? So, in truth, it's the same thing. What mask do I have on?
Well, so, you know, and that's it. And, you know, that's what I got to thinking about is because I found that not many times when I'm changing my hats, I do put a mask on that is projecting back to the people what their view is of whichever hat, whether it be mother, aunt, you know, I'd say boss, because I don't have a chauffeur. I don't have any employees. So, you know, all of these different things. And then I thought of all of the years before this and the different identities that were portrayed to people. And before we get in depth to that, we probably ought to say hello to everybody who's joined us and let people know we will be taking calls at the half hour. And the number to call is 646-668-8389. Press the number 1 so that we see you want to talk to us. And you can go to something. No, that isn't where you go. You go to Facebook, to Cat Media 2, to join us on that chat. You can just go. And I did open up the chat on Blog Talk Radio. So there we go. Okay, Tracy,
so
what I forgot.
Don't go to Something Brewing. Go to Cat Media 2.
Yeah.
And hello, so, Debbie, who's already over there. She was here an hour early today and ratting her out. She's like,
messed me right up.
No show? And I was like, yeah, it's at 10. So we are still confusing people with the new time. But, yeah, we are 10 a.m. now and not 7 a.m. So it's all good.
I love having
you guys here. Yeah.
I had one of my clients contact me saying, no, I thought it was only 10 a.m. for a little bit. Doesn't it go back to 7 a.m.? And I'm going, no, it's 10 a.m. We need all the beauty rest we can get.
Yes.
Or not.
So,
we be beautiful.
Before we get going like gung-ho on our different faces, our different masks, how do people reach you? What is it that you do? And what's going on with you right now?
Well, people, I am magic. That's what I am. I'm absolutely, positively magic. I'm an intuitive. I'm a channel. I'm here to assist you to create the life you choose to live, bring up those hidden emotions you didn't realize were still there, break down energy blocks, you know, and you can find out everything I do on my website, which is cherrydevine.com, or join me on Cherry Devine LLC on Facebook and, of course, Cat Media 2. What do I have going on? Oh, my goodness. Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. That's what I do. When I'm texting or messaging, I'm all types of exuberant and do all of those that everybody says you shouldn't do. Pshaw. Anyway, I leave for Hawaii tomorrow for the second to co-facilitate the second Hawaiian Experience Retreat on the Big Island of Hawaii. I'm excited. I am just excited. And
counting the minutes to get on that airplane.
I am. As soon as I get off here, I'm printing up my boarding pass and, you know, have everything ready. And then if you go to my website, everything I am doing is going to be posted. And I did just update it on my website, but I'll be... Gosh, in the next few months, I'll be in Santa Cruz. I'll be in Sacramento. I'll be at the Rasani Fair here in Albany, Oregon, doing three retreats at Mount Shasta this summer. If you can't make the retreat on the Big Island, join us there. Magical, absolutely magical. And so that's what I'm doing now. Is that enough? I'll take a breath.
I like it. So
you like it
now
when
I'm
I breathe?
Toot my horn now. Although I was going to say you start off with "I'm so magical." I was going to say, "Yeah, she pulled a coin out of my ear the other day."
Oh,
let the magic begin. So my information. You can find what I do over on TracyMahan.com. It's Tracy with an IE. So TracyMahan, like Nancy. Okay. Now, I have to tell you, in January, I started a health and wellness group on my Patreon page. And each week I'm posting a hypnosis recording of some sort to help support the group. And what we do is we meet on Monday nights via video conferencing, and people share with me how it's going and where they could use some help and what's their struggle at that time. And I base my recording on that. So this is where I'm going to toot my own horn. I listen to these as I fall asleep at night, which is a little strange to hear my own voice as I go into sleep. And I had to actually get over sitting there critiquing my recordings, but I listen to them as I go to sleep at night. And I am happy to say that I am down 15 pounds just from listening to my recordings and being able to eat a healthier diet without having all the distractions of wanting something else. So I'm telling you guys, it works. You listen to it and you keep yourself going with it. It does work. So
wow.
If you are interested in joining the group, obviously you can still do that. There is no time frames for that. So it's my Patreon page. It's patreon.com/TracyMahan. And I will post that again. I post it on my Facebook page, on my website, and on our Cat Media page pretty much weekly. And so if you guys can find those, I will put it on our chat. And then I'll ask Cherry if she can put it on the blog chat. But come on over there. It's $8 a month to be able to have access to meditations and hypnosis and different things that we're doing over there. It's all exclusive to Patreon. You won't find me doing it anywhere else. So come on over. And that's the big thing going on right now. That's my big thing. So
that is cool.
Yeah.
And congratulations.
I know. It feels good.
Yeah. Becoming you. You know, this is it. So, wow. I'm happy for you. Now it's one of the things to say. It's time for me to listen to the recording too, because my self saboteur's been acting up, and you know, this addiction I have for chocolate chips. Oh my gosh!
Well, and I'm glad you brought that up, because I like potato chips. I like French fries. I like those things. Those are my little demons. But the other day I was sitting next to my youngest son, and he had a bag of barbecue potato chips out, and we were eating lunch, and I looked over and went, you know what, those smell so good, I'm just gonna have a couple. And normally that doesn't work. Normally I cannot just have a couple. I took a couple chips, I had a couple little taste, and I was like, okay, I'm all right. And I didn't need to eat a whole bunch of chips. One of the ones I just posted yesterday is The Flow of Money, The Flow of Money with Ease and Grace. And it's about just stepping into the flow and letting go and dissolving all the old, thoughts and patterns around money and blocks. And so that's been a good one too. I've already got good feedback from a couple of people on that one. So there's a lot of different things over there, you guys, and it is, I'm open to you guys giving me suggestions of what it is you would like to see on there. And if I can do it, I will do it. So, okay. Enough.
Okay. You know, this is something people love about us, and I am tooting our horns, and because it's important that you know, not just Tracy and me, or Tracy and I would be correct grammar, looking at what we do and honoring that. This goes for you also, is look at what you do and honor that, acknowledge it. Yet one of the things people absolutely love about us is that we walk our talk. You know, Tracy's using her own hypnosis to actually open the door to better health, a body that she loves more, I mean, not that she doesn't love the body she has, but when she's, you know, that represents who she is more than, you know, the old. She's moving into this whole new aspect of herself, but also the flow of income, of money, letting it come in. You know, years ago, Tracy, I had somebody tell me that it's in my chart that I had to work for my money, that I wouldn't just have a bunch of it drop in my lap. And I thought, well, that really sucks, because I do buy lottery tickets. I believe in this thing. Yeah, just saying. Well, you know, then I had to, the other day I was looking at this and my idea of work, you know, I had this really huge training in work ethic. I mean, you went out, you did it as hard as you could, you did it nonstop, you kind of put all of life off to the back burner, blah, 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 and you worked. And and then all of a sudden this idea went through my mind, clearing old belief systems around money and the ways of receiving it is another form of work. It's part of the process. So I looked at that and I thought, hold it, you know, expand the idea of what it is that's said. And by removing the belief that, you know, that it wouldn't just fall into my lap from a lottery or something, is actually doing work. You do mental, emotional, and physical labor, processes, work, whatever you want to call it. You know, and again, it just is something to look at. Don't limit it to just one way, you know, and then allow it to flow in. And that means I win the lottery tomorrow night or tonight. There we go.
That's right. It's a Wednesday night draw. Yeah.
Yeah.
Win it. Win it, my dear.
Win it. I'm in it win it.
Show everyone. Cherry and I were kind of smiling the other day because I had this client sit down and ask me at the psychic fair, what are the winning lottery numbers? And we were joking because if we could give you guys the winning lottery numbers, do you think we would be doing this right now? We'd be on a beach in Tahiti or traveling the world. We might still be doing this because we love it, but we would be doing it all over the world, not in our living rooms.
Well, you know, and that's it. And so many people equal the idea of winning the lottery with happiness, you know, and my focus is money's money. It's just energy. And you know, I love it. I love the comfort of it. And I allow the flow in for me and I allow it to flow out to others and keep that cycle of energy going. But my focus, and this is what I'm here for, is to assist people in opening up to the essence of who they are, loving themselves completely, and creating that life they want and choose and deserve to live. You know, happiness, love, compassion, you know, wonderment, magic. So
there's that word magic again.
I know, because the truth of the matter is, life is magic. If you allow yourself to see it, it's each and every day there's more and more magic. And
now that we are a quarter of the way into the show,
shall we go back to the hats and faces and masks?
The hats and faces, yes. Let's get ourselves on track here a little bit. So, but you know, I'm a good example of wearing many masks, and that's because I am a real estate agent. So, you know, I'll put that hat on. I do the hypnosis and the readings and the energy work. Put that hat on. I'm soccer mom. I get to put that hat on. I am the keeper of the home and mother of three children. So I get to put that hat on. I have my doggies and my kitties and, you know, the zoo that I collect over here. So I put on that hat. You know, I'm a daughter. I put on that hat. I'm a granddaughter. I put on that hat. We could just keep going. But, you know, I think the point to what happens is when I'm a real estate agent, my personality will be a little different than when I'm Tracy the hypnotherapist and when I'm Tracy the mom, you know, and it just pulls out a different aspect of who we are. It pulls out a different piece of who we are that gets reflected into the world. So it is really kind of a fun and curious thing to pay attention to. What am I like when I'm the realtor? What am I like when I'm the facilitator? What am I like when I'm the mom? You know, and seeing what I like and don't like about those personalities as they come out. But the bigger question, and I think what we're getting at, is who are we when we're not all of that?
Mm-hmm. And claiming that, you know, who are you
when you're not Cherry Divine?
You know, I am my essence. I am who I am. I'm an aspect of God, the same as all life. And allowing that to be seen and claimed. And, you know, one of the things that I found, because, and this is why the topic hit me kind of in the face, is going through so many different transitions and growths here in the last year. And I had a situation happened not long ago, and it was, you know, I'm a mother. And I was talking to my daughter, and she said something about, well, when you're in your heart, when you follow your heart, you don't listen to your head. And I'm thinking about this as I left, because I told her my work is being in your heart, and I'm always going to follow my heart. But then I came home, and thinking about it, I thought, wow, you know, that's one of the masks I've worn. I put on that hat and of mother, but I also put on a mask. And I'm like you, Tracy. I act differently within that. Yeah. But our essence, and we get lost in these masks and these hats. We start holding back who we truly are. And sometimes we hide our own light from ourselves. And so for me, it's like, okay, I have this hat. And now, even with this hat, it's time for me to remove that mask. Oh my goodness. I just, as soon as I said that, I had a movement, almost, you know, that tingle of fear in my second chakra. That's in the child, the child self, the creative self, different aspects. So it's, for me, that means, because I got that it was mine. I didn't get it was outside of me. I got it was mine. And that is telling me here is, where, when I was a child, which I understand my childhood, so this is, you know, it was a little on the crazy side, is where did I put on a mask for protection? And where is it I'm fearful of taking that mask off and being seen? Because that's what that was about. So when we start asking ourselves these questions, you know, why am I willing to wear a certain mask when I'm around certain people? Oh my goodness. We've got a lot going on, and it all seems to be about me right now, Tracy, because all of a sudden the intuition chakra went on big time. So, and this is something for people to think about, is when we're in our childhood, we aren't wearing filters. Many of us are very empathic, very intuitive, and there's times we're picking up on things around us that's overwhelming. And so for protection, we do put on a mask. We, even as children, change our personalities and personas as we stick on a different hat. Child.
And why do we do that? Because we're trying to meet someone else's expectations.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah. Or self-protection, you know, So these are things to look at, is when you find yourself, your personality changing when you're around someone else, ask which hat you just put on and which mask. Ask what that mask is doing for you, how is it serving you? And then ask, this is the deeper question, is what happens if you take the mask off and let everyone see your light, your heart, who you are, who you divinely are, who you truly are? What happens when you do that? Ooh, there's energy rising. Sounds like it should be a song, but I think it's something else that was rising. New moon arising. I'm older than you.
Oh, geez. you had me a little worried when you started that. Like, what?
It's like, what? Oh, your bread. Bread is rising.
There it is. But now, as you were talking about the different masks, and we were talking about, you know, protection or hiding behind or whatever, sometimes when we're not ready to be in that authentic self with a certain person or people or place, another question to ask is it in the highest and best good for the mask to be there right now? Because there are going to be times where putting on the mask might actually be serving you. And yes, the goal would be to be authentic in your true self in every moment, but we are still evolving to that, I think. That's just my opinion. And so it is a good thing to ask, am I safe to be in my authentic self right now? And you know, you'll get your answers. And if there is fear around that, then maybe wear the mask. And then the next time, ask again, because you're working your way to being that authentic self, that true to you self. And sometimes it takes baby steps to get there. There's times where I'm not there yet, you know, and certain environments that I might be in that maybe I'm not speaking out in my true self because I know how, or I perceive how it would be received in that moment. And so I might hold back. It might not be the highest and best good to speak at that time and let people be ready for it. So if any of that made sense. So, you know, being in a mask is not a bad thing either. It's just making sure that you're being true to yourself in the moment of what it is that you want for that moment.
Well, I have a question. Yes, okay. It does. But I do have a question. Being our authentic self and being true to ourselves, and we're understanding that at a certain moment, it feels good for us to wear a mask. See, the question's not even coming out. There's some hesitation. So let me look at this, because there's some resistance to this, and I'm getting this one is outside of me. So if we're in a position that we feel that it is perfectly perfect for us to wear a certain mask at that particular moment, isn't that being true to ourselves?
It would be, wouldn't it? Oh,
yes, it would be.
It did a full circle.
Yeah, but I noticed that the energy was very difficult pressing through. And so whoever's holding on to that energy, it's let it go out of your head. Just let the thought go and know that at times you are very much into your inner intuition, your inner intuitive self, and that it isn't feeling comfortable to remove a certain mask. Okay,
yeah.
This is somebody. Okay, I'm going to address this really quick. This is somebody who's not in a safe situation. It feels as if they're in an abusive situation. It feels both emotionally and mentally and physically. And so there is someone listening, and it feels very sad. It feels very kind of lost, and there's a feeling of if I open up to my essence, my true self, it's almost as if you feel like you'll be wiped off the earth. And for me, at this particular moment, it's to say it's time for you to first love yourself enough to remove yourself from the situation. If you have children in the situation, love all of you enough to move out of that situation. So I'm just putting it out there because it feels like somebody who's listening to this right now has something like that going on.
Mm.
What are you getting? What do you feel, Tracy? Because it's there.
I don't know, because when you were talking about the masks, that might have been what I was picking up too, because I was like, somebody's not feeling safe removing that mask. And, you know, I was thinking of my own scenario where when I am the real estate agent, you know, one of the things I do is I go in and clear homes. So one thing that might not work for me as a real estate agent is to get a new client and show them a home and sit there and go, oh, this corner would need cleared, or hey, that might, you know, somebody might not receive that very well. And that's where I would need that real estate mask and not be in the other version of me that wants to clear the energy and sage and do all of that to bring in a fresh new energy to the home. Now I do have clients that are just amazing and follow me in the spiritual sense as well. And they're fun to go house hunting with because we're all like, now, what are you tuning into here? How do you feel about that? What's the energy like in this home? And it's kind of fun to go show houses in that environment, but it's knowing when you're safe to do that and when you're not. So when I brought that up, I had a feeling that there's times where it's safer to wear the mask. And so I think I might have been picking up on the same thing you were. And yeah, so definitely if you're in a space like that, you know, check in with it and see if maybe because, you know, if I had to hold back my spiritual self all day long, that would drive me nuts. That would not be honoring me. I can do it to show houses and whatnot, but not, you know, if I had to do that all day long, that just wouldn't be authentic for me. It wouldn't work. And so if somebody is putting in that position, not putting themselves, but just in that position where they're having to repress who they really are to be in a situation, please look at that. You know, God doesn't want us to be in that. And we are meant to be happy and find a way to create that in these lives that we're in. And so, you know, we want that for you as well.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, you know, Tracy, I'm going to put it out there one more time. I will be in Hawaii as of tomorrow. And so Tracy will be doing the show with the guest host, I'm assuming.
I don't even know yet. I don't know, because that falls on Valentine's Day, I do believe.
Oh, you know, I believe it does. Yes, and then we have the new moon on the 15th. You're right.
Yeah, so that's Valentine's Day. So we'll see. We'll see what I come up with. Nothing popped in for me yet, but I'm sure something will inspire me for Valentine's Day.
Yes, so. But I will be co-facilitating a retreat. So in this particular aspect, I won't be available. So we have a whole bunch of people. I'm so technical. A whole bunch of people on the phone wanting questions answered. Before we do that,
let's do our shout out for what we are, you know, where to find us and all of that, and then we'll go to those callers.
Sounds
there's
good.
Listeners that weren't here when we did it earlier, so we'll pipe in again.
Okay.
So you're going to be in Hawaii. How do people find out more about you?
CherryDivine.com or go to Facebook, Cherry Divine LLC, become my friend. I have three retreats coming up this summer in Mount Shasta, California. So if you couldn't make the Hawaii retreat, go for that. Lots going on. Everything I'm doing is on my website. Trace?
You can find me at TracyMahan.com, and I always feel like I'm supposed to spell it, so I do. TracyMahan, like Nancy, .com. And then you can find me at Tracy Mahan, CHT, on Facebook. Of course, come follow me there. I post lots of different specials and different things I'm doing. I'm going to throw in the Patreon page again, and that is patreon.com/TracyMahan. Still doing the health and wellness group along with some other things in there. And again, I've been listening to the recordings and I'm down 15 pounds. So I'm telling you, hypnosis works. It helps. You do have to do a diet if that is something that you need to shift in your weight and wellness. Be mindful of your diet. And I incorporated diet and exercise, and the hypnosis is helping me to stay with that. So I'm telling you, it does work. I would love to see you come over to the Patreon page. It's only $8 a month to have access to all kinds of different hypnosis scripts. And some of them are about taking charge of your life, self-esteem, flow of money, meet your dragons, go to the fairy world. There's all kinds of fun things to do over there. They're already up. Just if you go over and check it out, you have access to several recordings already. That's my big push. Okay.
Okay. I do have it. I have the websites and the Patreon page posted on the Blog Talk chat room.
Woohoo!
So Yay. With that information, I'm going to open the phone lines to a caller. Please let us know who you are, where you're at, and one specific question, okay? And so with that, caller, with the last four digits, 7452, you are on the air.
Hi, this is Teresa. Thank you for taking my call. I'm
calling
from California.
Hi, Teresa. And your question is?
My question is regarding my career. Where do you see, what do you see happening for me?
You know, Trace, do you want to step in or do you want me to step in?
I kind of want you to bring this question less broad, because you're saying, what do you see happening for me? And my mind can go 20 years from now, 10 years from now, today. So if you're looking for a new job, if you want to focus on one you're in already, you know, all of that helps Cherry and I know where to put our energy when we're looking at it for you. And I know that
that's exactly what I'm looking for.
New job.
I'm looking.
Okay.
Now I know Cherry's going to go for that.
Okay. You know, and the thing is one of the things I have to start with is you have such an upbeat energy when you're talking to us, but there's something about in an old job, or if you're currently semi-employed, that the word drudgery came up with. So, or came up in that. So look at any area that you felt the work you have done to this point has become drudgery. It may start out good, but then it becomes heavy. It feels like it blocks you and stops you, because this is an old pattern and an old cycle. It does show that as you look at this and review it and know that you're taken into the position that's absolutely perfect for you. And I want you to go in, it's going like gangbusters. Go in with your personality. You have a bubbly, lovely personality. It's best for you to have a job in which you're acting with people. You know, it shows years ago when I was doing the secretarial thing that I had to work alone by myself, I quit, went and waited tables because I just couldn't stand it. There's a part of you that when you're happy, it isn't that you're not self-motivated, you are, but part of the criteria for your position is to have others around. Where you're assisting people is the best possible. You know, there's a part of you that's a caregiver, but it doesn't mean take over. It means assist, not take over. You've got a lot of movement, and you're actually designing where you want to go right now. So let yourself dream. Put down the top three things that you love and place your energy there, and that you just it has a snowball effect of bringing you in the perfect opportunity. So get out of your head, into your heart. Tracy, what do you get?
A song, get out of your head.
He can carry it too. That's good.
Okay, Teresa. We all need a little silliness, right? First thing I was picking up on is there's an off balance with the masculine feminine. So looking for the job has kind of put you more into a masculine phase of gotta, you know, pay the bills and take care of things and, you know, kind of more that masculine energy. And so what I want you to do is I want you to do some really nice things for yourself. I want you to like maybe take yourself out for a cup of coffee, or, you know, allow yourself to go have fun with friends or whatever, something that's nurturing to you, take a bath, whatever it might be that you like to do that brings in more of that feminine, nurturing, compassionate side. Okay. And get your balance back. Okay. Then what I kept seeing is what I would imagine is you standing writing on a chalkboard or a whiteboard. So I'm not sure what that means. So I wanted to ask, are you a teacher? Is this?
No.
Okay. So I'm not sure what it means. I just saw this movement, and it was a movement with the right hand, and it was kind of a circular movement, but it felt like you were putting it up on like a whiteboard. So that's where having not very much time to tune into these things can play with us a little bit, because I'm not real sure what this movement is. It's like a full circle. So this is how we look at things. It's like, okay, you're showing me full circle. So you might be coming into full circle with a lesson that you've learned, and you're now coming to the end of that, because I just keep seeing your hand drawing this circle. And the circle is, it's not like you're halfway through the circle. You draw the full circle on the board. So that, in my mind, if I'm interpreting that, I'm going to say you're hitting full circle. You're hitting completion with this lesson, and the job will open up, and it will finally feel like a ton of bricks has just been moved off of you. So be in gratitude that this cycle is complete. Take yourself out for something that's fun and celebrate, and just open the energy door for that to come in so that you can create some balance, remove that block of, oh my gosh, I need this job. I need a job. I need it, you know, and that energy that comes with it, that drudgery that Cherry was kind of picking up on, and just move that by doing something fun and saying, okay, Spirit, I've already put the energy out there. Now bring me the job. And just
I have an interview
in.
Tomorrow, and I have an interview on Tuesday.
Yay!
Yeah.
And you know, you can be at writing on a board and be a presenter.
Yeah.
There's the word
that
I want.
That was a good word. Put that presentator word down. And
yes.
I love it.
But
so
you are.
If you do end up writing on a whiteboard for something, you got to let me know, because I'm just like, why am I seeing you do that? So I like it.
Okay.
Perfect. Okay, Trina.
Thank you, ladies.
You're
welcome.
Right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. You know, and this is the fun thing, is we get symbols or ideas, they'll show us images, and at times it's not to take them literally, it's to let it bring in an expression and then unfold. So
that's where you guys get to help.
Yes. Okay. Caller with the last four digits, 9243. What is your name? Where are you calling from? And what is your one specific question?
Name is Veronica. I'm calling you from San Jose, California.
Hi.
Hi there. Thank you for taking my call. And the question is, what do you see happening for me regarding career as well? I just got word that my last day with this company is on February 16th, so I am immediately and promptly sending out my resume and, you know, holding my breath and hoping for the best. What do you see for me, my dear?
Man, I felt like that's a celebration, and I don't know why.
Yeah.
When you said my last day, you didn't even have to tell me when it was. It just was like, yay! So somebody wanted you out of that job, that, you know, somebody from the other side wanted you out of that job. So is it
really?
Yeah, I don't know. It feels like a celebration to me. So I'm just going to pull a little dragon card, because I'm in on dragon cards. And I thank Kathy Coy for that. So let's see. Okay, so the one that I pulled is actually about opening up to your spiritual pathways and just allowing for some awakening to start happening for you in the spiritual part. Now, that I know that doesn't pay the bills sometimes, but it is exciting to know that you do have your spiritual team around you, and they're very excited about something that's coming up. And it feels like you'll have, I want to say, like 2 weeks of
downtime.
Yeah, two weeks of downtime where you're going to be really not sure. If you know, like, it's going to feel like, okay, nobody's responding, nothing's working out, the interviews aren't working, you know, don't let that happen, because you've got something coming. It's just about timing, and there is going to be a small space between this job and that job, but it feels like you're going to have the money you need to carry you through that. And so don't let that downtime panic you. Stay strong, know that it is coming. You've got something. They're lining something up for you, because I do. I feel like there's a celebration that you're leaving this job, and I don't know why. Because it sure doesn't seem like you're thinking, thank God I'm out of this job finally. It sounds like you like your job. So, I don't know.
The people. I love the people. My job was getting me bored, to be frank. But the people, I love the people.
Oh, you sound like somebody that would love the people. I love that.
Yeah.
We'll be open to some spiritual awakening coming in during this time frame too, okay? You'll have some.
You don't see
some really cool.
Then.
What's that?
You don't see any hardship. I'm a single parent with a child.
No.
So.
I don't. I feel like you could bring that in. That's why I was saying there's going to be a couple of weeks where you might feel a little panicky about it. And I want you to be aware to let that go so that you don't sit in that energy because you don't want to track more of it. They're lining something up for you and it's going to be good. So I'll let Cherry jump in on that now.
You know, Tracy, I'm glad you opened the doorway for that because one of the things that occurred for me in my own old employment, I was done with it, but I wouldn't let it go for various reasons. So for the first time in my life, I was fired and it opened up this whole new great career. And Veronica, I feel that's the way it is for you, that there's this whole new great career. Your resumes are going out. They've got terrific energy attached to them. It does feel like I sign up for your unemployment. You can go in and sign up now. You already know the date that you end. And it does feel like you have, I agree with Tracy, you have a few down weeks, but use this time to, one, be present with your children, do nice things for you, and trust that spirit is supporting you. Your resumes hit top tier, and don't sell yourself short because it does feel as if you are get another job. You know, I don't see you unemployed next month. So 2, 3, 4 weeks, something like that.
Yeah.
But enjoy your time. Spend it with your children. Have fun. Those things you couldn't do, do them with your children. And just I want you to bless all money that you send out. So paying bills, buying groceries, all of that, bless it. And know that it comes back to you threefold, fivefold, tenfold. And then just recognize when something comes in. Money's energy. We stop it when we go into fear. So just know you're sending this energy out and it comes back to you, but it may come back as a gift. Somebody takes you to lunch, say thank you. Maybe you find a coupon that saves huge amounts of money on something, say thank you. And then any extras that come in, say thank you. And just recognize it for what it is. But it doesn't feel like it's a severe time for you at all. And I'm like Tracy, don't get into the fear because we send energy forward. Why cause a disruption? Instead, see yourself employed and happy. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Veronica.
Yeah.
Okay.
Next caller with the number 6949. You're on the air. Who are we speaking to? Where are you calling from? And what is your one question?
Hi, this is Laura in New Jersey.
Hi.
Hi.
Did you say Laura or Lauren?
Laura.
Hi, Laura. New Jersey. Hi. Nice. Welcome.
Yeah. Thank you.
What's your question?
I'm looking for a job in my field. I have a phone interview scheduled for later today, and I wondered if you see me getting that job or something else.
Boy, are we getting the career questions. That's
I love it. There must
row.
Be some. Yeah.
There's movement, energetic movement. Do you mind if I jump in real quick, Trace?
Go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. I see the interview going very, very well. It's as if you're within the top three for this position. Don't be surprised if you do not get this position, but are offered another position through this company. I want you to look at all of your abilities. Go in with a strong sense of self. It doesn't mean you'll be overbearing, but really acknowledge what you are offering this company. As you do that, like I said, it may not be this position, but it feels like a different position within the same company. What do you get, Trace?
Well, I pulled a card for you. And what I get, Laura, is that the dragon card, I'm pulling dragon cards for fun out of Diane Cooper's Dragon Oracle cards, just so that everyone knows where they're coming from. I get the card I got is the equivalent to yes. This is a good time. It actually says on the card you've passed the test, and so it's a good card. And when I'm looking at that and I'm asking what else do you need to know, What I'm seeing is to have you ask your angels to come into this interview with you. And a lot of times we forget to do that. We forget to ask our troop to come in with us and to help us choose the right words and to help us shine and be noticed in a good way, in a positive way with this interview. So ask your angels to come in with you to this interview and just help you to stand out in the crowd in a good way kind of thing and bring in that magical energy. We're going to bring magic back into it since that was earlier in the show. Bring in that magical energy that is you. And I have a really good feeling about that. And it could be like what Cherry said, where maybe they see a quality in you where they're like, oh, you know what? Not this job, but there's this other job, and we want you to do that. That could very likely happen.
Is the other job a better job than the one I'm applying for today?
I get that it's much more suiting and fitting for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
It might be a little different than what you were thinking about, but I think you would like it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Thank you so much. I appreciate the reading.
Oh, you're welcome.
Lori. Good luck.
And
yes. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
You know, I'm glad you brought up that point, Tracy, about calling your angels in. It's amazing, amazing how they assist you.
Oh, yeah.
So now, caller with the last four digits, 0847, you are on the air. Who are we speaking to? Where are you calling from? And what is your one specific question?
Hi, ladies. This is Annette, and I'm calling from Boston.
Hi.
Hi, Annette.
Hi. And my question, again, I'm going to stay on the topic in regards to work. Yes.
I love it.
I am in the process of moving. I have an end date of March, the end of March, which I'm very, very happy about this. I truly believe that it was divine. So I'm not worried about or feeling stressed about where am I going, because I don't know where I'm going. I'm doing the work and looking for a new place to live, but I know that Spirit will guide me to where I need to be. And work is the next thing that I will be leaving. I heard you ladies talking about basically about standing in your power and speaking your truth. And I am that type of person. I stand in my power and I speak my truth. I don't have a problem if I'm incorrect in making things right. But I'm at a point where I'm at on the job where I'm not going to go anywhere, not because I'm not qualified. It's because I just don't feel that who I am fits in with, I can't even say that it fits in with the company. I'm going to speak my truth, not out of ego, but out of truth. But there is one man there, and he is the HR VP that I just have had such an issue with in regards to his behavior towards me, which has not been pleasant. And I don't know how to approach him. I don't even know if I even want to say anything to him, even on my way out the door of going to something else. So I don't know. His behavior is just, it's just to the point of abusive.
Yeah. Okay. I have some stuff. I've been taking notes. As it pops in. Okay. Hold on. I got to finish this thought so I don't lose it. And okay. So what I'm getting is that as you were talking about that, you were totally shedding a skin. Like an old you. You were just shedding it like a snake would or whatever. And it was quite a very big visual going on there where you are just pulling yourself right out of this old paradigm, this old thought system, this old belief system. You're just done. And it's like, hallelujah. And I just want to put my hands in the air and be happy. And
yes.
And then the card that I drew for you was about you creating this balance. And in the first caller, I was talking about create that balance with the masculine and feminine. You are doing that. You are already in this balance of energy.
Thank you.
And it's so empowering. I mean, I'm just shooting with chills just talking to you. It's so empowering.
Thank you.
And then the vision that they showed me was to have you sit quietly. And because you did bring in spirituality, I'm sensing you understand how to ground your energy.
Yes.
But
yes.
I've never seen this before, and it makes so much sense. Sit, ground yourself. Imagine in front of you everything you would like to create. New job, new home, new love life, whatever it is, just put it in a little bubble in front of you and then ground that. Have it grow roots into the earth and then connect your roots together. And it was such a neat visual. I'm just like, I hope everyone can do this. And just bring that manifestation. You know what? That guy that's giving you the hard time, he's just that thing that's pushing you out the door so that you can go be who you're supposed
to
be. So let's just thank him for being such a jerk. Wow. He did exactly what he was supposed to do for you.
Absolutely.
So, we're hugging him for playing this part of being such a jerk and and pushing you into your empowerment and into your greatness.
Yes.
So I'm excited about it. I think that, spend a little time anchoring and grounding in that visual of what it is you're creating and then just say, okay, spirit, run with that. And see what happens.
You know, because I'm also at the point where, and I don't, you know, I'm very selective as to the energy that surrounds me and the energy that I want to step into. So it may look like, and I really shouldn't care about, especially the people that are around me, I shouldn't care about what they think because I really don't. Sometimes I have to pull back and not always be involved in everything, and
do you mind if I step in real quick?
That's Cherry.
That's me.
Hi,
honey. How are you? I'm going to take a little different turn on this because, yes, where you're shedding that old skin, what doesn't fit you anymore, and moving out. They're showing me a scenario that occurred earlier in my life, and I worked outside of my home at a business, and this man came into my life, and he was really quite awful at this business, and so it got to a point that I would call up and see if he was there. If he was there, I wouldn't go in that day, and I kept looking at him going, oh, look at him. This is what he does. And this one day I called up and they said he was there and I got off the phone. I'm going, oh my God, he's so unaccepting. He's so inflexible. You know, he's so judgmental. And then all of a sudden my group went through my head and they said, where are you inflexible? Where are you not accepting of somebody else's belief systems? Where are you judgmental? You know, so look at this person that's such an irritant of any old inner workings, because there's things that play behind the scenes that we're not aware of that has still been there with you. And this is a point because those are what you're releasing along with this old skin. And it helps you step on your path more firmly, but in a larger amount of love, compassion, and acceptance. So it does. It is, yes, being pushed out the door to something that really suits you so much better, but also creating a very soft, soft inner part of you where your light is seen more. Okay?
Yes.
That's what I got.
Yes.
That's what I was getting.
Yes. I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't hate this gentleman at all.
No.
I don't have any animosity towards him.
He's a messenger.
Absolutely. The thing about it is that I was leaving on God's time. And the reason why I say that, when God was ready for me to leave, the reason was is that I got to the point, and I didn't understand it, but I understand it now, where I actually went to the CFO and I said, you know what, I quit. And he kind of stood back. He says, no, I'm sorry, the COO. He's like, He says, how can I make this better? He says, no. Mm-mm. No.
Mm-hmm.
He says, well, how can I make this better? Make a list of the things that you want to do. What projects do you want to be involved in? And I mean, he was very, he's like, you know, I want this on my desk at this time. And,
mm-hmm.
and I mean, he was very like, boom, boom, boom. He
could
have always opened the door and said, you know what, bye-bye.
Yeah, he could have, and so just know you're blessed with this. But we
Absolutely.
Have to get on to other callers
oh,
now.
I'm sorry.
I always
I'm
feel
sorry.
Yeah, I always feel like, oh gosh, I hate to cut people short, but we're on the radio and we still have three callers on the line.
I'm sorry.
No problem.
Thank you.
You've got
yeah.
thank
stuff
so
coming
very
in.
Much.
Re-listen to
thank
it. There's stuff that you're gonna forget, so re-listen.
Yes,
re-listen.
Yes, please.
I
do.
Will. I will.
Okay.
Many
okay.
blessings to you. Thank
yes.
you.
Yes, and to you.
All right.
Bye bye.
Bye-bye.
So, you know, if somebody would like to look into their situation more deeply, give us a call, set up an appointment. We do this full time, and if you're not attracted to us, there's many people that are out there. So, okay, caller with the last four digits, 0748, you're on the air. Who are we speaking to? Where are you calling from, and what is your one specific question?
Hi, this is Anne.
Hi, Anne.
And I'll stick with the theme and the job. And my question is, I just am not finding anything to apply for. Like I've been looking the past year even, and I've signed up for all those email. Every day I get job openings. And I just don't even see things, and I look, and I don't even see things. I haven't applied, basically,
mm-hmm.
so I can't really find it. Or meeting people, you know, maybe I need to go a different method other than seeing a job online.
You know,
so how
I
do
want
you
to
see me finding it, the link?
I want you to open up your throat chakra because there's a part of you having difficulty claiming your space out here, and do look at... Look into a different area, not a job that you go out of your house to do, but an online opportunity. It's for whatever reason, it's saying brush up on your technical skills. You know, they're throwing out this idea of there's a online self. This is your energy. This is where you're afraid to move forward. When there's this much sticking, this has nothing to do with the information coming in. This is where you're feeling really blocked and stopped. Create spaces for online publishers. And what they do is people send in their information, their books, and then they send it out to people in their homes to put it together. Look into things like that, but brush up on your technical skills. Don't sell yourself short and start doing something that allows you to have your free time in the way that you want it. That's what I'm getting. Trace?
Okay. I'm going to clear a block. So I'm like, it just feels like there's this, even if there was the perfect job out there, I don't think it would cross your path because there's something blocking that.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's what I feel. I don't
yeah.
see the opportunity.
I always get these little images, and this image is like this nice flowing river that comes across the beaver dam. It's not something that's impossible to remove, but it's definitely detouring, you know, making things go around. Oh, and we're almost done with the show. So what I want to do is I want to ask you to call in your angels to help remove the blocks, to cut cords to past lives that are affecting this one. There is this feeling of lack going on. And so ask to be removed from that, dissolve that feeling of lack, and to help you step into this flowing river and bypass that dam. Get into the flow of the money coming back in, the job finding its way to you. The whole thing, and just ask your angels to get in there and help you. Call in worker angels, job finder angels, whatever you want to call them, and have them help clear your path to get that job. Okay? So
All right.
it is going to be about clearing that energy. All right?
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Ann. Okay. I guess this brings us to the end of the show.
It most certainly does. So thank you, everyone.
Next week, and some sort of Valentine's show will come across your path. Listen to it.
Yes. And I will send you energy from Hawaii. And thank you for joining us today. Bye-bye.
Okay, everybody. Bye-bye.